Antoine Dupont is the greatest rugby player of all time. Those are words you'll never hear in South Africa. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I break down why this Frenchman is not rated by Springbok supporters. And we'll try to work out if we're being overly harsh in our assessment. It's a debate that has been going on for a while now. It probably peaked during the 2023 Rugby World Cup, and I'd say it was reignited last year when Dupont helped France win the gold medal at the Olympic Games as a sevens player. I want to show you a clip from the Rugby Pod where Jim Hamilton and Andy Good, both former England internationals, discussed the matter.
Why do South African fans not rate Antoine Dupont?
They're tribal, aren't they? I love South African fans. South African fans are the best fans for me because they are so engaged. They love their team. It's deep rooted in their veins and their culture and their heritage is rugby.
The thing is, Jim, with it, like I agree with a lot of what you said, but there's a huge portion of them that are the most arrogant rugby fans walking the planet.
What does arrogant mean?
Disregard for any other player, team. South Africans are the best, come what may. And yes, currently they
loyal.
Are. Yeah, they are loyal, yeah.
And, they're talking to two very unloyal men here who jumps around, right?
Yeah. But I get it, and I understand. It's a religion for them. It's a passion. It's, you know, it's tribal and all that stuff. But they are arrogant for a reason because they're the best in the world. But sometimes it spills over.
I would say confident.
Yeah. Yeah, but in terms of Antoine Dupont, they probably don't ratings. They don't see him. Like, he's played one game in the Southern Hemisphere. He's now played two games in the Southern Hemisphere. You know, he's never been to South Africa to play with France, I don't think. That's probably why. It's probably why are they dressing this bloke up to be the best player in the world when they haven't got any visuals of him unless they go and watch the top 14 or go and watch, you know, international rugby. This, maybe it's an arrogance thing.
And they've got the right to as well because they've won the World Cup so many times and they've gone back to back. And the list would be endless.
So let me react to that. Hamilton is quite right. Us Springbok supporters are tribal. Springbok rugby is a way of life for us. It is very much deep-rooted in our veins and our culture. Rugby is indeed our heritage. Then Good comes out and says we are arrogant. Now, really, that is not the kind of thing that will endear himself to Bok fans. He says we have a disregard for other players like Dupont, and that our attitude is that South Africa are the best come what may. Hamilton calls us loyal. Good says we are arrogant. Hamilton further points out we have the right to rate ourselves so highly, having won the Rugby World Cup four times, including back-to-back. Good, in my view, does make a fair point when he says that maybe South African fans don't see enough of Dupont. The French top 14 is not shown in South Africa, so we don't get to see him week in and week out. But we do get to see him in the Champions Cup, and when he plays for France in the Six Nations and November Test matches. Notice I didn't speak about July matches, and I'm going to come to that. So how good is Dupont? Well, he's very good. I admire him, despite the jokes you might have seen me post on X. What are his best traits, you might ask me? Well, just about everything, really. Dupont has impressive pace. His passing is crisp and accurate. I think his anticipation is excellent, and that means that he reads the game very well. Dupont's tactical kicking is superb, and he defends well too. So what's not to love? The problem our friends in the Northern Hemisphere don't seem to understand is that in South Africa, and I'm going to add New Zealand here, we are used to seeing world-class rugby players emerge all the time. From a Springbok perspective, we could easily make the case for Eben Etzebeth or Pieter Steph du Toit to be regarded as the greatest of all time. We could go back in time and ask the same of players like Dani Gerber, Nas Buerta, Fourie du Preez, Skalk Berger. I had to get him in there. If you've been watching this channel long enough, you know how much I love Skalk Berger, my favorite Springbok of all time. What about Cheslin Kolbe? Could even throw Brian Abana in there. Now the New Zealanders, for their part, they would mention Dan Carter, Richie McCaw, Jonah Lomu, obviously, and so many other All Blacks legends from the past. Now firstly, who is to say who is the greatest anyway? It's purely subjective. It's my opinion. It's your opinion. It's someone else's opinion. And that's really all that it is. But we love these kind of conversations at the Braai, don't we? So you might say that Antoine Dupont is the greatest, and I say Fourie du Preez was better. Who is going to determine the answer? But I do think it's fair to say that we feel that we don't get the credit we deserve from the Northern Hemisphere. A great player like Dupont comes along and it's as if they lose their collective minds salivating over this guy. Well, how come they don't freak out over Peter Steff or Eben, for example? As much as I enjoy Dupont, I'm not even sure he's the greatest French player of all time. Again, it's just my opinion, but I'm thinking of so many wonderful Frenchmen we've seen over the years. Going back to when I was a young boy, I'm thinking of men like Serge Blanco, Philippe Sellard, Olivier Roumar, Abdelatif Benazi, and then later Yannick Jauzion, Thierry Douzatoir, who nearly won a Rugby World Cup final all by himself, and my own personal favorite French player of all time, Laurent Caban. And I think that the crux of it really comes down to what we view as disrespect. They fall over themselves for Dupont, but only mention our greats in passing, almost. And again, we are the world champions. We've won the World Cup more times than anyone else. Put another way, it would be like Europeans in football dismissing Brazilian or Argentine players. Imagine if an Englishman or a Frenchman or a German went on TV in football and said, ah, Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Kaká, Rivaldo. Yeah, those guys, they're quite good, but Thomas Müller is better. No, that's wrong. There is another argument that Dupont cannot be considered the greatest because he has not won a World Cup. Now, personally, I'm not on board with that, to be honest, because that implies that a great player can only come from a country that plays for a team that can actually win the World Cup. I immediately think of Namibia's former captain, Jock Berger. What a wonderful player he was. He even made the Rugby World Cup team of the tournament back in 2015. Now, I'm not saying that Jock Berger is the GOAT, but I am saying that we cannot just dismiss a player because he plays for a team that hasn't or is unlikely to win the World Cup. For me, I would instead point out the fact that he has not tested himself, Dupont I'm talking about now, against the best Southern Hemisphere opposition away from home. As I record this, Dupont has only ever played two matches in the Southern Hemisphere. One of those was as a substitute, so he only came off the bench, and that was for France against the Springboks in 2017, and secondly, a couple of weeks ago for Toulouse in the Champions Cup against the Sharks, where he had a very good game by all accounts. We want to see him face the Box and the All Blacks in South Africa and New Zealand, respectively. We would love to see that, and how he could potentially influence the outcome of those tests. Good also mentions that we don't see enough of Dupont. I personally feel that many of the Northern Hemisphere media and pundits don't see enough of the South African players. Whether it's by choice or circumstance, I genuinely think most of them don't talk about the likes of Eben and Peter Steff because they don't watch a lot of our matches. Now, that's all fine and well if you're a casual fan. I readily admit that I don't watch a lot of the French Top 14 or the English Premiership, for example. I do watch the Six Nations, I do watch the July Tests and the November Test matches, but as in club rugby in England and France, I don't watch a lot of it. There are various reasons why, but I just don't watch a lot of it. I would love to watch more, but it just is what it is. But I think when your job is to talk about teams and players that you probably should be watching, then you should be watching them as often as you can. And that's why I try to watch as much as I possibly can so that when I come and sit here, I can give you proper information. Instead of acting shocked every time the Springboks and indeed the All Blacks arrive at Twickenham and beat England for the umpteenth time, which is the sense that I get from a lot of the Northern Hemisphere guys. I mean, there was one, I won't mention his name, a former Welsh international who at the beginning of the November tours announced that he thought that New Zealand would lose all three of their test matches. Well, three of the four, the three being Ireland, France, and England. The All Blacks won two out of three. And what's the problem, right? Anyway, I'd like to know what you think. How do you rate DuPont? Who do you think is the greatest of all time? Let me know in the comment section down below. Now, guys, just before I go, I want to tell you quickly about my Patreon page, and I would very, very much appreciate it if you would hop on board and support me. I'm looking for support because I want to do this full time, and part of my dream is to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the World Cup for you from down under on a daily basis. But in order to do that, I'm going to need a little bit of help. You can hop on board as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Bayesian dollars. But I would very, very much appreciate it if you would sign up. I think it's about 90 Rand these days. I know the Rand is not what it once was. But as I say, I would very much appreciate your help. And I look forward to speaking to you next time.